Namaste. There is a question, but before we take the question, since we are talking about... So, war people think is fought on with the artillery and actually talwars and all that, like olden time. But war is never a war of only swords or guns. Behind the war, there is an idea which is at operating, And this is the war of this idea that fathers the universe. There are people who stand for a certain idea. For instance, now you hear about democratic countries, they come together, standing for the ideal of democracy. Now, what has happened today is that things have become more complicated. People profess an ideal, but they are practicing something else. So, supposing you find today that it's easy to mobilize people in the name of democracy. So, you know, we stand for democratic ideals. But actually, behind it, there is a need to control the oil wells. There could be many other such things. So, even this, what we are seeing today, we have to understand that there are narratives. And one of the narratives that I was saying, for instance, that, you know, India is in devastating condition. If you actually objectively see the facts, just the facts, don't have to see over a period of time, how many cases, what percentage of recovery. So you'll discover that it is a narrative which shows as if everything is collapsing. And apart from its political ramifications, it is to push certain kinds of treatment modalities or preventive modalities, because panic is an ideal situation in which people will rush for anything. So this panic which has been created, now just the fact that an illness which has one, this is what I keep saying to everybody, an illness which has 1.09% mortality as of today, I'm talking of today. Even in its worst peak, the illness had 2%, maximum 2.5% was the mortality. So with an illness with 2.5% mortality, that too very debatable, because there were many who were undetected, there were many who were dying of comorbid conditions. So never the mortality was very high. But you see the extreme measures, the extreme, as if there is nothing else existing in the world. This is called narrative. Did you ever hear all this much hullabaloo about the Ebola virus? You know how much was the mortality? 50%. Never heard about it. So it's because it was happening in another context. If it happened in India, by now it would have been like India doesn't deserve to even call itself a nation. So these are narratives which come from various political, economic, all these forces. We need not get into it, but what we must remember is the warning of the mother. And I think it is 50 years back when the mother issued a very strong statement. Men, countries, continents, the choice is imperative, truth or the abyss. So she was asked, what is the abyss? She said, lust for power, greed for money and fear. In this particular aspect, you will find all the three playing grandly. Lust for power, greed for money and fear. And because of this, we are ending up taking many decisions which are going to have long-term consequences. And, you know, I'll give one example. You know, when just this aspect of people going into hospitals and dying, and you know, hospital is the worst place actually to go if you want to really treat yourself. Even the advisory is stay at home, stay in isolation, home isolation. Why? Because home has an atmosphere which is conducive to healing. Have you ever thought that when a person is at home, whatever he requires, simple things, you need fluids, you need whatever it is, home people, they will do it for you. Anyways, they are exposed to you. You can't, anyways, they will be isolated. But imagine when you go to a hospital, we think everything is ideal. Ideal is not just about the medicine you give, it is also the care which you get. Now, a person in home, you are a person who is treasured and valued by the family members, and they will take care because you they have a bond, you matter to them. When you go to a hospital, you are a number, you are a sum of money. Don't forget the atmosphere. You are also a means for the drug companies to sell. And it's time perhaps to, you know, speak about all these things very frankly and freely. So there is, you are just a person among maybe 30 or 20 people, even in a special ward. So the kind of care, even in the best hospitals, it will never be like that. Leave aside the atmosphere aspect. We have completely forgotten, it seems, that atmospheres matter. In life they matter. In house, what is the atmosphere you create? People don't realize thoughts, feelings, will, fears, hopes, expectations, desires. All these create an atmosphere in the house, and behind this atmosphere, as is the atmosphere, it acts like a food. So forces come, feed upon the atmosphere. In a house, for example, around your bed, you can put something like a nice, beautiful music. You can put Savitri music. You can put a nice flowers. And you know, it will make you feel very good. It will draw the healing forces in the atmosphere. If you had to leave the body, it is so beautiful to leave the body in that atmosphere. But the atmosphere in which a typical hospital setting is, what happens when you leave the body? What is the process? Hardly any hospital where people even stand and pray for a while. Some hospitals do it. But most hospitals, you are a dead person. You were living, you are dead. So next is inform the relatives. Then body has to be, you know, taken, put somewhere. It's a horrifying bathe, all kinds of forces which are in the atmosphere. So this is something we have completely forgotten. Why? Because of an extreme materialistic view of life. That body is everything, drugs are everything, outward things are everything. The inner state and how it impacts our body, how it impacts our life. Mother even says, create your own atmosphere. How do we create our own atmosphere? By our thoughts, feelings. When we are full of goodwill, it creates a beautiful atmosphere around us. So this is something we have completely forgotten. And also, you know, the law of atmosphere. So nowadays it's when we socialize. How do we socialize? We socialize on this basis. Oh, somebody has called and we go. We don't realize that we are entering an atmosphere of a person, of a group life, of a party. And in that atmosphere, we'll receive all kinds of things. And we'll come back with all kinds of things. And unless we are individualized, we won't know how to handle it. So the result is chaos in life. Lot of chaos, which people often blame it on God. But we are the ones. Why we create a chaos? Because of ignorance. There is a very beautiful passage in Savitri where Sri Aurobindo says, the thinking puppet is this mind of life. It's a puppet. So we live according to that. And then says, it brings in the incoherencies of fate. Because that's how the world is. Of course, ultimately, everything is used for a greater purposes. But one wishes that life could evolve in a beautiful way, with minimum pain, with minimum suffering. It's not part of the original plan. There is some suffering we have to go through. But a lot of suffering is self-called. Our own fears create our own destiny. Now, once you understand this, so, but still we fear, still we create a destiny for ourselves. Draw forces that will harm us, hurt us. And in spite of that, if humanity survives, that is called grace. So often people say, where is grace? Here is grace. Otherwise, for long, we would have gone to the blazes. So create our own atmosphere. That's the important part. And be sensitive to the atmosphere in which we live, in which we breathe, at home, in places, in different. It's a sensitivity which we must develop. Namaste.